B'nai religious household. His father, a Lutheran pastor, died when Nietzsche was just 5 years old, leaving a profound emotional void in the young boy's life. Raised primarily by women, his mother, sister, and grandmother, Nietzsche was immersed early in an environment of faith, structure, and traditional values. Yet, as he grew older, these very foundations became the subjects of his deepest critiques. Nietzsche's brilliance became evident at a young age. By his early 20s, he was already making a name for himself as a classical philologist, a scholar of ancient Greek and Roman literature. In fact, Nietzsche was appointed to a prestigious professorship at the University of Basel at just 24, a remarkable achievement for someone so young. However, despite his early academic success, he found the rigid expectations of academia stifling. His restlessness pushed him beyond the narrow confines of philology into philosophy, where his real intellectual journey began. Nietzsche's relationship with the composer Richard Wagner was another formative influence on his life and thought. Wagner, whose music and ideas captivated Nietzsche, initially seemed like a kindred spirit, someone who shared Nietzsche's longing for cultural renewal. Yet their friendship eventually soured. Nietzsche grew disillusioned with Wagner's increasing nationalism and religious conservatism, a break that deeply affected him. This rupture symbolized Nietzsche's growing philosophical shift away from external authorities, whether religious, cultural, or personal, toward a radical commitment to intellectual independence. Throughout his life, Nietzsche grappled with debilitating health problems that would eventually force him to resign from his university post. Chronic migraines, digestive issues, and periods of near blindness plagued him, pushing him into long periods of solitude and travel. Nietzsche's struggle with illness, however, did not diminish his productivity. Instead, his physical suffering sharpened his philosophical insight, leading him to explore themes such as strength, endurance, and the will to overcome obstacles. His philosophy of self-overcoming emerged from this very struggle, a philosophy not born out of comfort, but from wrestling with personal hardship. Nietzsche spent much of his later life wandering alone through Europe, staying in modest lodgings in places like Switzerland, Italy, and France. His periods of isolation were both a necessity and a choice, as Nietzsche believed solitude was essential for deep thought. Away from the distractions of society, Nietzsche developed some of his most provocative ideas, including the concepts of the Übermensch, the Overman, and the Eternal Recurrence. These ideas reflected his belief that individuals must transcend societal expectations and affirm life on their own terms, embracing even the difficult moments as part of life's inherent value. The social and intellectual environment of 19th century Europe profoundly shaped Nietzsche's philosophy. During this period, science was rapidly advancing, casting doubt on long-held religious beliefs. At the same time, nationalist ideologies and bourgeois morality dominated public life. Nietzsche saw these forces as stifling human potential, promoting conformity over individuality and mediocrity over greatness. His philosophy emerged as a response to this cultural crisis, a call for a radical re-evaluation of values and the creation of new meaning in a world where old certainties were crumbling. Nietzsche's personal challenges, his health problems, estrangement from friends, and intellectual isolation gave his writings a raw, unfiltered quality. He wrote with the intensity of someone who knew he had a little time to waste, often producing works that were as poetic as they were philosophical. This sense of urgency permeates his writings, which demand not only to be read, but to be felt and wrestled with. Despite his genius, Nietzsche's life ended in tragedy. In 1889, he suffered a mental breakdown in the streets of Turin, Italy. The exact cause of his collapse remains uncertain, though many speculate it was linked